Whilst we know all Qurans are exactly the same, there are different ways of numbering the verses.
Yes.
For our Ahmadis, we number all the verses, but for many other Qurans, some bismillahs, they don't number them. Can you explain?
Doesn't make any difference, really. If you show in the beginning of the Quran that this is our system of numbering in the introductory words, then no confusion is born. No confusion is created at all. So this is what we do. Now whenever we publish the Quran, we mention it in the introductory words that our system of numbering includes Bismillah, because we believe that between the Surah Fatiha and end of the An-Nas, everything which is within this is Quran. So Bismillah Rahman Rahim could not be considered as an extraneous thing. It most certainly is a part of the Holy Quran and a part of every surah before which it is mentioned. So we logically, this ensues that we should count Bismillah as the first verse. The others say, yes, we believe, but Bismillah is repeated, so it is understood. And when you talk of a surah, there is no need for counting Bismillah, because Bismillah is common. Because of its being common, if you do not count it, the number which we gave to the verses would be more understandable, they believe. Because they think that when we talk of Baqarah, the real Baqarah, as different from other surahs, is Alif Lam, starts from Alif Lam Mim. But when you talk of Bismillah, it is not no different. The first verse of Bismillah is common to all others except one, Surah Tawbah, you see? So they say, logically they build their case, that instead of making a very positive distinction between the first verse of this and first verse of that surah, when you count Bismillah, you help the confusion. Every surah will have the first verse as the same. So, knowing that it is a part of the surah, they say we leave it out and begin with the next verse, which is in fact the second.
So, the decision to number the verses came much after the...
Of course.
Thank you.
It was never reported at the time of Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nobody thought of such things. Mm-hmm. Later on, when references grew, the custom of giving references grew, then they started talking of numbers. Previously, it was just a verse mentioned, surah mentioned, that was all. Verse that and that of that surah.